7:24, Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. And we begin with the story of someone who will be enshrined in Cooperstown, baseball's Hall of Fame, sort of, but it's a name you've never heard of. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is the gentleman by the name of Jeremiah Paprocki. He is the Chicago Cubs public address announcer. He started mid-season last year, and his microphone is it's been sent to Cooperstown as part of an exhibit for, at the Hall of Fame for artifacts from the 2021 baseball season. Paprocki is the for one, he's 22 years old, which is pretty remarkable. He's the youngest PA announcer the Cubs have ever had. More importantly, he's the Cubs' first Black PA announcer, and that those two factors alone really influenced Cooperstown to select his microphone as part of the exhibit. There wasn't a lot. Well, there wasn't a lot to cheer about at Wrigley over the past year, but certainly Paprocki up in the booth. He's the guy who does the player announcements, the 50-50 raffle announcements, and that sort of thing. He was one of the bright spots of the season.
Yeah, good for him. He just earned his degree in communications from the University of Illinois in Chicago. On now to the story of the lakefront dump. And what's happening with that site?
That's right. We've got all of your dump news here. This is on the east side of Chicago. It's at the mouth of the Calumet River. So if you can't quite picture it, that would be just east of the Skyway. If you're going over the Skyway looking east, it's where the Calumet River and Lake Michigan meet. And there's a dump site right there where for years and years and years they've been, when they dredge the Calumet River to get the sediment out of it, they make a big pile there, and it's toxic. And they've been long promised to clean up the site and turn it into a park for the neighbors around there. But it had a setback last week. The Army Corps of Engineers, which operates this dump, they got an extension on their permit to continue using it. It could, at least another year. They're still working on a plan, but the people that live there have been really counting on getting these 43 acres back to make a park. They say this new permit could actually set back their plans for as many as 25 years, because they really have to get the site away from them to start working on it, and it's going to take a lot to mitigate all of the pollution there. But anyways, somewhere down the road, there's a huge Southwark site across the river as well that could be another neighborhood. So it's one of those areas of Chicago that's it could have a bright future, but for now it's going to remain industrial, much to the dismay of the neighbors who are hoping for better.
Let's hope for the best. And on the west side, folks can get something to eat and drink in the Garfield Park Conservatory.
Right. You know, the Garfield Park Conservatory, one of the best places in Chicago to escape for a while, particularly when it gets really cold. One thing that they haven't had any, place to get food or a cup of coffee or, anything. You got to come prepared there. And there's not a lot in the neighborhood immediately, but the Park District has teamed up with a company called Monday Coffee, which is a Black-owned business on the south side. Mostly does subscription coffees, services, and pop-ups. They're going to do a pop-up at the conservatory now for the next 3 months at least. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, if you're visiting the conservatory, they're going to have pastries, they're going to have coffees. They're going to be in the horticulture room, which I'm pretty sure is right over by the fern room. So if you're, it's just smell the coffee. If it doesn't smell like ferns or plants, you're getting close.
Yeah, and this winter, humidity available too. Seamus, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob, thank you.